Well, this last presentation, I'm happy to be with you, sharing you some of the research. What I'm going to present to you is sort of the condensation of pieces of work I've been presenting as we develop this research over the last 5 years, probably. I will be concentrating on the yield aspects, but I will try to give you some just general background information on how we've been looking at utilization of shading. You know, it was very nice to see, like with Dr. Pauling, in plastic culture, we use plastics to modify the environment. And you saw it very nicely. Dr. Pauling, you know, the structures he showed us increase the temperature for strawberry production, and you see the nice increase in yields. You know, similar response with Dr. Shinde, with the high tunnels. What we're going to see today is a little bit of a different variation, but again, another application of plastics by using shade nets. In Georgia, we don't use shade nets basically for commercial production. Most of our production, in reality, is open field. And bell pepper is an important crop. You know, it's about 2,000 hectares. It's a real important crop, but we have a lot of problems with bell pepper production, especially with high temperatures. Some years we have a lot of significant reductions in yield with physiological disorders and some plant diseases. Disorders such as sunburn, blossom and rot. So in this project, we were interested in looking for ways to reduce some of those losses and at the same time find or evaluate the possibility of getting some production of mature or ripe bell peppers. All the bell pepper production we have in Georgia is for mature green bell pepper. We wanted to see if we could obtain ripe bell peppers through the use of this technology. I just want to emphasize in this slide the important role that temperature plays in production for bell pepper. This is for some work we did with mulches, but basically in which we use more different colors of mulches to modify the temperature of the root. And we found, as you can see in the picture, that there is a strong relationship between the temperature in the root with the yield. Okay, and one point I want to emphasize here is that plants, or at least bell pepper, have an optimal temperature for production. And I think that's something we consciously or unconsciously manipulate when we use plastics. We are going to get an increased production, probably close to the to maximize productivity when we are close to the optimal conditions for the crop. So, with that in mind, we're just sharing with you why shade houses. Well, shade houses is a very interesting technology. It's used quite a bit in some tropical countries and subtropical countries as well. We get similarly to shade houses. In reality, sometimes you combine the two technologies, shade house and tunnels, together to manipulate this temperature. But shade houses increase fruit quality just like tunnels. You can get season extension, very interesting savings in water, as well as you can get reductions in the presence of insects and diseases. And the cost compared to a greenhouse is lower. So you know, in plastic culture, you can go all the way from low technology to very intensive technology and all the way in between. So it gives you a lot of possibilities. We had this question in mind. How does shading affect bell pepper plants? If we're going to get an effect, and we saw in preliminary research interesting effects, we wanted to just get some more information on why is bell pepper helping us, maybe being helped by the use of shading. So some of the results from previous work, we found that basically shading level does not affect the biomass of the bell pepper plant. And that was shocking to me. Because when you see the plants, there are differences in sizes. So the total biomass, to our surprise, was not affected by shade level. But what we found is that the way the plants grow is what changes. Stem diameter gets reduced as you increase the shade level. Okay? We also found that leaf area per plant increases with increasing shade level. The number of leaves per plant decrease with shade level. But the reason why it decreases is because the size of individual area increases. And that happens in greenhouses as well as in shade houses. We also just wanted to verify, we use different types of netting structures. We just checking whether whatever the manufacturer was telling us was the shade level was consistent with a reduction in PAR, and it was. There was a very nice relationship between the manufacturer statement about the shade level of the netting with the PAR. We also found that shading reduces leaf temperature. It also reduces soil temperature or root zone temperature and air temperature. It's interesting to see, however, that it's more dramatic the decrease in root temperature versus air temperature. One reason for that is that in our structures, which were small, there was some air circulation. That probably reduced the gradient between outside the structure and inside the structure in terms of air temperature. You can have big gradients in other types of structures if you don't have good air circulation. How does shading affect physiology of the plant? Well, you can see very nicely that at low levels of shading, stomatal conductance may even increase. But as you increase the shade level, stomatal closure can be found. How does that affect photosynthesis? Well, you can see a slight increase. Sometimes, depending on the season, we saw that from 30% or below in shading, sometimes temperature was the same. In this case, we saw a slight increase in photosynthesis at intermediate levels of shading. And we think that possibly that increase in photosynthesis is associated with increased stomatal conductance. What happens is that in the shading, you have reduced evaporative demand. So plants are in better condition in terms of water status compared to plants outside the shading. In this data I'm going to present to you, we were interested in seeing the effect of shading on Phytophthora blight, which is a big problem in bell pepper in Georgia, and fruit yield. The study was conducted in 3 years, from 2008 through 2010. We used to, depending on the year, we varied the type of mulch. Sometimes we used plastic mulch black and sometimes silver reflective. And commercially, just like the growers do it, 2 rows of plants per bed, and we use 4 cultivars. In this case, I'm not going to present to you the cultivar data. I will concentrate on the shade level responses. I could just tell you that there were differences among cultivars, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more as we go. But we measured some environmental parameters like light, air temperature, and root zone temperature. And we used shade levels that went all the way from 0% through 80%. And in the background, you can see the structures, or maybe you can see it like that as well. We wanted to cover a wide spectrum of shade level. This was shocking when we saw that. I could not believe it. I thought it was very interesting. Phytophthora blight had reduced presence, incidence, with increasing shade level. And that was consistent. This is over 3 years of data. In the 3 years, we saw that. I talked to the pathologists. They had no clue. I looked in the literature. I had never seen this type of information. I thought it was quite interesting. I don't know the explanation. I guess it may have something to do with the fact that at high shade level you have a less evaporative demand and plants are able. Is that? I don't think that's the whole explanation. Something is happening that as you decrease plant stress, plants are able to cope better. The reasons, I don't know. But there's still something very interesting. I could tell you, this is with Phytophthora blight. And I don't have data, but observations so far seem to suggest that similar thing may be happening also with the Sclerotium rhodesi. But I don't have the data. But at least Phytophthora blight, that's what we found. So I saw some information in the literature with literature saying like in the forest gaps that you have, light levels influence microbial populations depending on the forest. So this is a very interesting and open area for research. What happened with fruit number? Well, shade level had a strong effect. And basically you can see as you increase shade level, plants produce less fruit. That's basically a thing. But that's not the whole story. We're interested in marketable yield. Well, you can see marketable yield goes from about 4 to 8. This can vary from year to year, but there's always the tendency to increase. So there is an important increase at intermediate levels of shading. Very, very strong. But look also at the calls. Calls continuously decrease with shading. And that's a very important component to understand this increase in marketable yield. But it's not all the story. The percentage of marketable yield, percentage relative to the total fruit, increases with shading. So that is also what you... And basically, you are reducing the incidence of sun scald or other physiological disorders with the shading. That's probably one of the main reasons why you have this increase in marketable yield. As you can see there, fruit weight also increases. You have less fruit, but larger. That's important, and like I say, if you put in some figures for in terms of the economic analysis, that may be important. We're talking about fruit that is colored. This is not mature green. This is mature green. I mean, this is vine ripe fruit, if you want to call it. Okay, bell pepper grown in the field. So it's interesting. You see it increases in size, so you get better prices. But now, other characteristics of the fruit. Fruit nitrogen. The percentage of fruit nitrogen increased with shading. Similarly with phosphorus, increase with shading, as well as potassium levels increase with shading. Other nutrients that are important for human health like magnesium, calcium, zinc, were not significantly affected by shading. Fruit dry weight decreased with shading, as well as soluble solids content, which is not what I was hoping, but unfortunately that's the way it is. Probably some dilution effect, because the fruits get larger. Maybe the cells get bigger, they get more water, so there's some dilution of the solids, possibly. So, some of the conclusions. Well, we have that incidences of Phytophthora blight decrease with shade level. There was a reduced incidence that could be offered as a possibility to use shading as a way to manage some of these soil-borne diseases. Marketable yield improved with increasing shading to a maximum at about 35-40%. And then decrease with further increases in shade level. Weight of individual marketable fruit increased with increasing shade level up to 47 shade and changed a little at higher shade levels. US-2 and coal fruit decline with increasing shade level. These beneficial effects of the shading were associated with reductions in irradiation, air temperature, and soil temperature, resulting in reduction of heat stress in the plants. The shading reduces light intensity, PAR, which is necessary for photosynthesis, but it also reduces infrared radiation, which determines crop heating. So optimal shade level for maximal fruit yield was that which maximized the cooling effect, which is what we're looking for, due to reduction of infrared radiation, but minimized the decrease in photosynthesis due to reduction in PAR by the shade. Thank you, and I want to tell you that it was interesting. Somebody's interested in this data. I was just reading my email in the morning, and it was published, a paper today in the Heart Science. So if it's available, somebody's interested. Thank you so much. Yes, sir. Okay. When you buy the shade net, the manufacturer tells you which percentage of shading the net has. Well, the only thing we did is to verify whether that was true or not with some quantum sensors. Yes, sir. No. This was natural infection of Phytophthora. We did not inoculate the plants. This is natural infection. We only sampled some plants to verify that it was truly Phytophthora. We took it to a plant pathology lab for identification. But it's natural infection. We did not inoculate. Yes. I have not completed that. We're working with the economist on that. That will be really important to be able to go to the next step, which is implementing it in larger scale. Thank you. Yes?
Did you see changes in dates to maturity with the different shade levels?
You get some delay, especially at higher levels of shading. There's a little delay. Yes? Between shadings? Oh, yes. And basically, temperature decreases with increased shading. That's the general idea. Both air temperature, canopy temperature as well, and soil temperature too. Yes?
So with your Phytophthora, which of those temperatures and where the soil moisture regime correlated best with the reduction in the incidence of Phytophthora? I suspect that the soil temperature and moisture regime greatly
okay, you're saying about the effect of temperature with Phytophthora levels?
Yeah, the air and soil. And
okay.
And moisture too. Soil moisture.
Well, it is very. We don't know why. We know that temperature decreases with shading. There was an increased concentration of or soil moisture content with increased shade levels. So basically suggesting that plants were using less water because they were receiving the same amount of water, all the treatments. But soil moisture was higher as you increased the shade level. But you decrease the Phytophthora. So you have more water content and less Phytophthora in the plant. I don't know the levels in the soil. I cannot know that because we didn't measure that. But we had less plant disease with increased shade level.
And
It's in the fruit, and it also increases in the leaves. I found a few reports, similar reports, and they talk about similar responses. What's going on in terms of the physiology, I'm not completely certain. I know that some nutrient uptake can be affected by temperature. It may be related to that. I don't know. Thank you. Yes?
What was the
soil type? It's sandy loam. Yes. Okay. Thank you so much. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah. At the plant level, yes, at the plant level. Well, thank you. I just don't leave. Let me tell you something. We have a plastic culture working group meeting, business meeting, at 10 o'clock in room 6. So we would love to have you all there. Thank you so much again, and have a great rest of the day.